ABC Radio Australia.
Tensions are rising along the border between Solomon Islands and Bougainville after a sharp rise in COVID-19 infections in PNG's autonomous region. The number of positive cases in Bougainville has gone from just a couple a week ago to several dozen, as numbers also continue to rise to the west of PNG's capital, Port Moresby. The situation has prompted Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare to warn his citizens in regions near Bougainville to exercise extreme caution.
Fellow citizens living along our western border, please do not allow any canoes or visitors from across the border to Bougainville to come to your villages or to your homes. Do not make contact with anyone from the other side of the border in the fishing grounds around your villages. Report any person from the other side of the border that may have come to your village or your house as soon as the visit is made to the health or police officials.
The latest World Health Organization figures show that Solomon Islands has recorded just 18 COVID cases during the pandemic, while PNG, the figure has grown by well over 200 in the last week alone. And those numbers are causing some particular concern as crowds continue to gather to mourn their late Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare. The World Health Organization and PNG Department of Health are urging the public to exercise COVID precautions when they attend memorials. But as mourners at a house cry in Port Moresby told our correspondent Belinda Cora, there is unhappiness at the absence of masks being worn.
Others are not doing that right now. That's why some of us are wearing masks, just to protect ourselves.
We're also trying to take extra measures on the covering of the face mask and all these other things. But the way I see it, fellow citizens, they don't really get into consideration of the little measures to like hand washing and face mask.
Dr. Peter Sibba is a leading virologist and the former director of the PNG Medical Research Institute. And while expressing his respect for the mourning process, he echoed the need for masks to be worn.
At this time, we're mourning the passing of our father, the late Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare. And mourning is going to go on for 2 weeks, that we know. And culturally, there's nothing much we can do. We have to adhere to our customs and cultures. However, at the same time, we have to be aware of the spread of COVID, the virus now. So there's no cure to that. The only way is we have to practice what WHO and health department have put in place, like masks at all times when attending gatherings, funeral gatherings, and social distancing will be a bit harder because, you know, in Papua New Guinea, our deaths involve us personally hugging each other, crying, mourning over the bodies. So that will be a bit difficult. But even if the contact or the distance is not far, as long as face mask must be worn all the time on the face.
Dr. Peter Sibba there. Now, as health authorities try to stress the message of COVID safety, some members of the Port Moresby business community say more needs to be done. Belinda Cora has been talking to Zia Rani, the general manager of the Shady Rest Hotel in Port Moresby. She says she went into lockdown with her staff several weeks before the city's official lockdown last year, and now she's urging authorities to order another lockdown.
As a business owner, we never want to hope or see a lockdown. At the end of the day, business, you know, being able to keep business open is what keeps families fed at the end of the day. However, if we don't do lockdown now, like we did at the beginning, if it's already at 500 cases that we know about, how many cases do you think are actually out there? How many people have pre-existing conditions that if they do catch COVID, could be, you know, in a really bad situation? Can the hospitals, you know, and the medical system here cater for all the people that will get sick if we don't have a lockdown? Something needs to be done urgently to stop this spread. We have seen so many people pass away in other countries because they didn't take the right steps at the beginning. We are already late. If you ask me, we are already late in our actions. We need to do a lockdown immediately to stop the spread. if we are going to keep people safe, if we are going to look after each other, the only way to show that and the only way to love each other is to keep each other safe right now. And in the community, we need to take care of each other. That's the reality.